What's your favorite part about going to the movies?
The trailers.
Welcome to Cutthroat Cinema Podcast. I am your host, O.
And this is your host, L.
And you can find us on Twitter at CutthroatCinPod. Our podcast Instagram is Cutthroat_Cinema. You can follow myself at OTheHorror. That's OOHH the horror. And if you want to follow L, you can follow him at Steel_Lens_Cinema. And today, we're talking about some horror trailers.
My favorite.
Yeah, we really... We had this discussion not too long ago about why we haven't just like reacted to some trailers. And, you know, we've mentioned about it on the podcast before, how trailers have changed significantly over the last 20 years.
Yeah. And they usually suck.
They usually suck or they're extremely misleading.
Yes. Or they give away too much.
Spoiler. Spoiler on one of the trailers we're going to be talking about.
Well, the only one we've seen.
The only one we've seen, right.
Yeah. I haven't watched any of the ones we're going to watch now.
Correct. So it's going to be a shit show, guys, but we're going to enjoy ourselves.
which trailers are we watching today?
So the first one we're going to start with is one you guys probably heard of, Karen.
What's a Karen?
Well, yeah, this movie definitely, I haven't seen anything about it. I just know that they made it and it's supposed to be like a horror movie. And now everyone and their mother are shitting on this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's I guess we'll see why. It's being classified as a crime/drama thriller, but I think it's supposed to give off some sort of horror vibes, but
yeah.
A la Get Out.
Yeah. Yeah. Did Jordan Peele make it?
No.
I know.
Yeah. So we're going to start the trailer. We're just going to have some reactions, guys. So
I love reactions.
Yes.
Something tells me I'm not going to have a good one though. I'm going to go in with a positive frame of mind.
Yeah. Positive attitude.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. HD trailer. Let's see if there's a commercial first.
Of course there's a commercial.
No, there's not.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, it's a BET original movie? I didn't know that. This is a long way from East Point. Baby, you just gotta give it a chance.
What an ugly sweater.
Tell me about your new neighbors.
Yeah.
They're black. Do you mind keeping it down? If you don't comply, I'll tell the manager.
Oh, she's a Karen. Got
yeah.
It. She's handy.
You need to be taking your trash cans off the curb right when the trash is picked up. Is she nice?
She looks terrible.
She's nice.
Wait a minute. We have a white entitled neighbor named Karen.
Karen. Enjoy yourself.
Wait. Are they in on the joke?
Yes.
I've come across some very suspecting teenagers.
Suspecting?
Can you please hurry up? Please, it's very aggressive, yep.
I left my wallet with my ID at home. Leave us alone, we didn't do anything.
How the heck did you end up moving to this neighborhood? Next thing you know, we have criminals. You take care of him, and I will take care of her.
Would you mind stepping out of the car?
My office has uncovered some disturbing information.
I don't think this is how Karens really behave.
Yeah.
It's usually like, I want to talk to the manager.
Yes.
Sell the house.
What I do? You can't tell me, huh?
We are living next door to
you. Was that a Confederate flag on the dispenser?
Even in her house? You wouldn't want your wife to know our little secret, right?
That was not standard police procedure back there.
What do we have here?
Well, you got a hammer.
Oh, she was fucking one of the cops, so that's how she's getting into
him. Yeah, she was banging
very
him.
Very angry.
Shut your mouth, boy.
Oh, of course.
Oh, the cops are racist, too?
Yeah.
Bad things happen to people.
So it's
that
not just...
Lie.
Karen. This is so stupid.
Okay.
What's this actress's name? Taryn Manning?
Yeah.
Wasn't she in Hustle and Flow?
I didn't see that either.
Yeah. That movie was pretty good. She was in 8 Mile, yeah. She was the one Eminem was banging before Brittany Murphy. So that didn't look great, guys.
No.
So there's okay.
I like the little ending with the when it spelled out Karen and like
the blood dripping yeah. in the K.
That was the only positive I think I could say.
Was her last name also starting with a K? Is her middle name starting with a K? Is she part of the KKK?
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if they go down that road.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we've talked about how we don't care if there's social commentary in movies. It just has to be decent. Like, Get Out was a great movie. It obviously had a lot of social commentary.
I really liked Get Out.
But, oh boy, this is not great looking.
Director Coke Daniels.
Who the fuck? I've never
writer
heard.
Coke. Does he like Coke and Jack Daniels?
Ooh.
Jack and Coke.
That's pretty delicious.
It is a good combo. I never heard of this director before.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm just curious. Hold on. Daniels. His profile picture looks pretty stupid, actually.
He's smoking a peep.
Yeah. Highway.
Yeah. Blast from the Past. The Brendan Fraser movie?
No way.
No. That can't be real.
First of all, it's got no date on it, meaning it's not even out yet. He's probably making it.
Fair.
Till Death Do Us Part.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, look, Bosch. Oh. Season 7. Oh, wow.
That's nice. A good show.
That's a great show.
Yeah. We recommend.
I don't...
Cutthroat recommends.
Coke Daniels is a director and writer known for Blast from the Past, Highway 2012, and Karen. This can't be the Blast from the Past. Hold on. I'm just going to click on it.
Yeah.
Because I can't believe... The fact that it's in development, exactly. I mean, I don't normally.
I mean, look, everybody's got to start somewhere, but it don't look good. Busted Highway.
I never heard of Gangsta Rap, the Glockumentary. Who made the potato salad?
Okay.
Yeah, I guess this is his break. I mean, is he white dude making this movie? I don't know.
Boot? I literally can't tell because it's a black and white picture. He just kind of looks like a hipster.
He really looks like a hipster. I am not...
I would hope if it's a BET movie that it's more than likely a black dude, but I honestly don't know at this point.
I can't really... Yeah, the pictures... I have to say, like... Now, if this movie was like a parody...
Yeah.
I would find it maybe more...
I would think it was hilarious.
Hilarious?
You took the wrong route, bro.
Yeah.
I think you should have made
it... some sort of comedy or... Yeah.
A dark comedy, maybe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He does look like Sean King.
He does look like Sean King. Oh, my God. Yeah, wow.
Sorry, Coke, but you look like Talcum X.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I could see this being, like, some sort of, like, you know...
Yeah.
Comedy horror movie or parody, like, a la what were those Scream parodies over there?
Scary Movie.
Scary Movie, yeah.
Yeah. He was in the 1990s hip-hop group Madcap. Okay. Sure.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I foresee this movie completely bombing.
I mean, everyone is already making fun of it. Like, there's not one person taking this. And again, whether you're liberal, whether you're conservative, every fucking person's making fun of this movie.
And you know what? Rightfully so, because it looks
ridiculous.
It looks ridiculous. Yeah. It looks like garbage, and it looks like someone trying to take advantage of
situations going on in the real world.
Yeah.
And
you know what? If my name was Karen, I'd be fucking pissed.
Yeah.
You're being a real Karen right now.
You're being a real Karen, Al.
Yeah. You know whose name's Karen?
Oh.
I'll show you right now. Judy Greer's Karen in the Halloween movie.
We're getting to that. You gotta wait.
All right. Well, based on the trailer alone, I would never watch this movie.
Yeah. And never.
Well, actually, that's not true. No? I think we could watch it for this podcast and then, but I'd have to be completely drunk to do it.
We could do a drunk episode. That'd be fun.
No, because I think watching this movie drunk and doing a podcast about it would probably get us banned.
Fair.
I'm like, you know how fucking stupid this movie was? I'm going to tell you how stupid this was. You know what a shitty director Coke Daniels is? It sounds like a porn name, first of all.
Cock Daniels.
Cock Daniels, yeah. Seriously. Sorry, Mr. Cock Daniels. All right, let's move on to the next one. So, The Devil Below. Now, is this movie the one that was supposed to be out last year? Was that...
No, that's the next one.
The next one. The Empty Man?
No.
No, The Night...
The Night House.
The Night House, yeah.
So, we're going to The Empty Man's already out, so that's already available to watch. I think stream or
it was released without even.
But we have a reason that we're bringing up The Devil Below first, and then we'll go into The Empty Man. So
why are we bringing up The Devil Below first?
I have my reasons.
Okay, let's see it. Are we ready?
Yes.
Let's hope there's no commercial.
Let's hope.
I'm not paying for no YouTube membership. Oh no.
No. 5-minute commercial. What is this bullshit?
No. Don't worry. We have the secret weapon. Skip ahead.
Perfect.
Oh, whoops.
Just post it.
You know what YouTube stopped doing?
What?
I would downvote so many of the advertisements that now they've removed the option to down and upvote.
I don't think I even have the option to downvote or upvote an advertisement.
I've seen it on other people's phones. I must say something. Advertisers are like, get rid of the option for this person. Go.
I like that actor.
Me too.
Oh. You're a good copycat. Ooh.
Oof. They just killed the actor that we like?
No.
Oh.
His kid. For directions to Shokum House? I ain't never heard of him.
What are you expecting to find here? Even with a great fire, people don't just disappear. Something else happened.
His secret was buried.
What are you doing here?
We shouldn't be here. I want them gone.
Why do you need private security for a scientific expedition?
Well, to keep us safe.
That looks like that porn star. The guy I met.
Oh. Which one? He's kind of hot.
The one with the rough one.
Oh, James Dean?
Yeah.
Turn it up. Listen to this. He doesn't look like James.
He did.
This doesn't feel right.
Are they in like a mining thing?
Yeah.
Like, well, the devil below, I guess.
Did you hear that?
What was that thing? How long has this been open?
I like the security and protection work. Environment.
What is it you protect? You.
There's not enough mining movies.
No. They took my son, and I've been fighting him ever since.
Shh. Listen, what is that? I hear something.
This isn't good. No matter what you do, don't let him grab you.
Get me out of here.
He looked a little like James Dean there.
Told you. I like not knowing anything about these movies.
Yeah.
It looks very interesting.
So
I like the atmosphere for sure.
So I like the environment. I like the trailer. That's why I wanted to talk about it. Mm-hmm. But it, for the most part, it kind of just looks like a generic horror movie.
Yeah, it does.
You know, and not saying that's necessarily bad. Yeah, mm-hmm. The reason I brought it up is because sometimes the trailers can't necessarily do the movie justice. And that's what brings us into The Empty Man. This movie, I think, got like shelved and then like released and they cut it down and then it didn't make sense. And then they it just had one of those generic trailers that it looked like, oh, it's, you know,
I never even heard of it.
The Empty Man. Mm-hmm. Well, let's play the trailer.
Okay, well, who's the speaking of the Night House, what's hold on.
Well, we weren't talking about the Night House yet.
I'm not the Night House, the Devil Below, my bad.
Yeah,
I'm just curious
who the cast is. Yeah. I think I know like two people in it. Well, the guy who gets pulled in the middle,
the dad.
Yeah, Jonathan Sadowski is someone I know, and then
Will Patton.
Yeah,
yeah.
Will Patton's a great character actor. He's been in a ton of shit.
Yeah, you know him from everything, but can't name what he's from.
Yeah, except for me, because I've seen Copycat 100 times.
Who was he in Copycat?
He's the cop who leaves his gun in the drawer and gets fired.
Oh, when the guy comes in and kills the other, he ends up killing the cop.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great movie.
That's a great movie. Yeah. Sigourney Weaver was fantastic in that.
Yeah, everybody was fucking
everybody
great.
Was. What's Holly Hunter? Holly Hunter. Oh my God, yeah. That was a great movie.
The movie. Serial killer movies are. It's hard to pin down like decent ones because sometimes they're just about specific serial killers and then they're like, eh. But no, Copycat's one of those like great referential ones.
Mm-hmm. I like like this devil below. I love things that like take on the ground also. Like you don't see too many movies with like mining, cave mines.
Yeah, you know? Think it'd be a bigger subcategory of horror considering it's already dark and scary.
You get the graveyard shift.
I wouldn't even count that as well, though.
But it takes place on the ground.
Well, As Above, So Below.
As Above, So Below is one of the most underrated found footage movies ever. Yeah. I don't know why. Some people like absolutely shit on it and hate it.
I don't know why.
I think because it takes like a little while to get going, but that's a good thing. Like
granted, I've seen the movie once, but I remember liking it. It had that like Dante's Inferno kind of feel to it.
It goes through different levels of like hell, supposedly. It was, and you know what's funny? I've only seen it once, maybe like 2 years ago or so. I haven't watched it since, but now just talking about it, I think I'm going to rewatch it. I love that. Then there's whatchamacallit,
The Descent.
Fantastic movie. Never saw the sequel. I mean, I don't know if it
I
was
heard it
good.
I heard it wasn't great. Like, as
no
good as the
yeah. I mean, I'm sure you can make something of it. There's a couple of other ones. There's another one with a bunch of like cave divers that was good. Don't remember the name of it, but one of them slowly is turning into
My Bloody Valentine. Mining Town.
One. Yeah. The one that I'm talking about, I don't remember the name of it, but like I think one of the cave divers gets like bit and is slowly turning into one of them, but he has to help his crew get out, you know. I can't remember what it was called, but that was a good one too. I'm sure there's a lot more that we're just unaware of.
Possible. You know? But again, the reason I liked the movie is one, because the atmosphere seems pretty decent. Yeah. I like the main actor, and I think the town setting is something interesting. My issue with it seems like another generic kind of just horror movie with a creature feature kind of deal. Which creature features can be good, they can be a lot of fun.
This seems like there's a little bit more effort in it, but because some creature features are just absolute shit.
But the point of this movie is to show like it could be fantastic, and you wouldn't know because the trailer just kind of seems, I don't even want to say mediocre, I just want to say generic. And now we're going to watch the Empty Man trailer, and you're going to see why. Because now all I hear whenever someone reviews the Empty Man, they talk about how it should be a cult movie because of how good it is. I think even Chris Stuckman had done like an entire like 20 minute video talking about how this movie deserves a cult following. And he's not the only one though that has talked about about Empty Man. But if you look at the trailer, it just is kind of a generic, it's the Bye Bye Man, or it's like
But in reality, you know, I personally don't find this movie to be like this trailer be too like generic. I think it's actually a little, it actually piques my interest. If I saw this walking through the theater, I would like, oh, I'm interested.
Well, one, it seems like an original property. Like it doesn't seem like it's based on anything or reboot of anything or remake of anything, which I can appreciate.
I have to say though, I don't like the poster that they kind of show a little bit of a monster. But you know, in case you're a creature person, you want to see the monster, they show you a little bit of it. So but
who knows the scale, who knows the size, who knows.
But it seems interesting. I would definitely want to see it. I would definitely check it out. I'm just curious, Bradley Parker, what has he done? Let's see. Known for
visual effects stuff.
Visual effects.
So this is his first. Oh wow. So he's
done a ton of shit, visual effects for a ton of shit. Yeah. Wow. War for the Planet of the Apes.
Good movies too.
Yeah. So I wonder if this is his first director gig.
Well, I feel like these, I'm wondering.
Director? Yeah. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's done a ton of visual effects stuff.
Yeah, wow.
All visual effects.
Wow, Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
He has two credits as a director. Let's see.
So one of them is this.
One of them is clearly this. Chernobyl Diaries.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I heard that was garbage.
No, I really enjoyed it.
Really?
People give it a lot of shit. Yeah.
It's the dude from this trailer.
People give it a lot of like shit. I actually really enjoyed it. And the fact that it's taken him this long to do another movie. I will definitely go see this. Watch Chernobyl Diaries, the movie.
Yeah, no, I definitely will.
Like, I don't know why people disliked it.
Well, so
I think again because of
the trailer seeming like a generic found
maybe
footage movie.
Generic. I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen the trailer for that.
I remember seeing all the trailers, and at the time the market was saturated with found footage movies, and it's like, why am I going to go see another one?
You know when I did Chernobyl Diary? I did it when we were doing the 30 Days of Horror, I think, and I watched
found footage categories.
I was binging found footage, and I've owned Chernobyl Diaries
forever.
Not forever. I went on a steel book binge, and I was buying stuff.
Imagine my shock.
Shut up. I'm trying to
cut down.
No, not cut down. Oh. Well, yeah, I am trying to cut, but that's not true. I just bought some. I just went crazy again.
Lake Placid. He was a digital art. Wow, that's crazy, man. He's done a fucking ton of fantastic visual arts work.
Yeah. Well, people, go out and watch this movie. Support this movie. When's it coming out?
I appreciate.
When's the release date?
Who knows? Sure. If this is something that ends up in the theaters, I'm happy to go see it.
I would go support it.
Yeah.
And I'm going, we're trying to go to theaters and support theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not seeing it. Maybe they don't have an official release date.
I mean, I guess if you like it that much, you don't have to.
The fact that there's
an IMDb rating of 4.2 already.
Did it come out? Limited release, or is it streaming somewhere?
Watch on Netflix.
Oh, so shit. It's already on Netflix. Okay. Holy shit.
All right, we're going to have to do movie night soon.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Support this movie.
Yeah. And I don't trust...
I don't trust any kind of ratings.
You know what ratings I really don't trust? Amazon review ratings when it comes to certain things. Because those people can be really stupid.
Oh, wow. March 5th of this year.
Oh, March 5th. I had no idea.
Okay.
But they didn't even come to theaters. It was straight to streaming.
Well, nothing was open at the time.
Nothing was open, yeah. So they would just probably fuck it, release it.
It's a shame.
Yeah, it is a shame, but definitely watching it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't even care. In fact,
maybe we'll do a fuller episode on it.
We could talk about it. I'll definitely keep it. We'll keep it there. Write it down.
Okay. So I guess we'll skip the Empty Man, because my point in bringing up the Empty Man at all was that because both trailers seem kind of generic, you don't know from a trailer. That's why we always talk about how some things seem like they're going to be awesome, and then you see them in the movie theaters and they're like, wow, this is shit. Mm-hmm. When I saw Birds of Prey.
That trailer sucked and the movie sucked.
No, I know. Well,
to be fair, I didn't fully watch the movie. I kept falling asleep.
Not Birds of Prey, the other one. The original one.
Oh, Suicide Squad?
Yes.
That trailer was horrendous.
No, it wasn't. The trailer was fucking kick-ass. And then I was like, oh, wow, this looks awesome.
The trailer was kick-ass because of the song.
I know, but we're going to get into this further as well, bro.
Bruh.
But, I was like, oh, that seems really cool. And, I can't wait to see it. And then I watched it, and I was like, this was shit. This was a shit movie. And the only thing it had going for it was, Amanda Waller. She was fucking awesome. She's always awesome.
Margot Robbie was good as in the first Suicide Squad.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But
she sucked in
the woman who, Viola Davis. What the fuck, Olivia? I guess just because it sounds like
Olivia
Newton-John. Is she gonna be in Suicide Squad? No, no. But Viola Davis is fucking great and everything, and I really liked her as Amanda Waller, but. And Margot Robbie was fine. But
I liked Boomerang in Suicide Squad.
Yeah, me too.
He was good.
Jai Courtney.
Yeah. He was good. That was the only thing I liked.
But yeah, there's no... There's trailers are deceptive in nature, right? So I like to talk about this one particular incident. I went to the movies with a friend back when a movie called The Family Stone came out. Now, it looked like... just a funny family, maybe slight drama here or there, because the trailer made it seem like that was the case. It was the most awkward, depressing fucking movie ever. And I'm just like, oh, well, you guys totally fucking lied to me and tricked me. Trailers can be deceptive. District 9 seem like it was going to be the next Independence Day, and it wasn't. But luckily, that movie held up on its own.
Well, I think that was there was backlash towards the movie Drive with Ryan Gosling. They tried to make it look like a Fast and Furious, and it was nothing that.
Yeah,
it was a great movie, though.
I'm sure.
Oh, but people I knew who were all Fast Furious people fucking hated it, because they're like, this is not Fast and Furious. This is not... what's the one with...
Baby Driver?
Well, no, Baby Driver came out much later.
Oh, okay.
what's his name? When he plays a hitman, a driver.
the transporter.
Transporter.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they were just, like, upset because the trailer made it seem like it was all, you know, him driving, and it's really not.
Mm-hmm.
It's got way more of a storyline. It's fantastic. I loved it. It was a fantastic movie.
But again, the trailers can be deceptive. Well, so that's why
the idea is like we have to get people into the movies.
Right.
So
but even a trailer trailers are easy enough. So when a trailer is bad, mm-hmm. chances are the movie is bad. Yes. I have a rule. Mm-hmm. If of all the footage you've taken from your movie, you still manage to put a really bad line from the movie in your trailer, the movie's going to be shit.
But have you also, well, we've also noticed too, what tends to happen is they put all the good parts of the movie in the trailer, and then there's nothing left in the movie.
Well, yeah, but that's part of it too. Mm-hmm. But that's made in an effort to make it seem like the movie's going to be excellent. The problem is, again, with the trailer. So
there was also a time where trailers were supposed to just be like a tease.
Right.
Like, that's it.
Yeah. We're really foreshadowing one of these movie trailers here.
I still want to watch this Empty Man trailer.
Okay, go ahead.
What does it matter?
Let's see. Screw it. And then we can do an episode on that too.
Mm-hmm.
See if if Chris Duckman is right.
Hey, wait. We got to try it.
Try what?
Calling the Empty Man.
Who's the Empty Man?
If you're on a bridge and you find a bottle, you blow into it, and you think about the Empty Man. Oh, come on, Mandy. How old are you?
Tell him the rest.
On the first night, you hear him. And on the second night, you see him.
And on the third night?
Well, on the third night, he finds you. He finds you.
They all do it?
I guess.
You can hear him, can't you?
Yeah.
I like that actor.
Me too. He was also in The Departed.
Yeah.
Like a disease.
Wasn't he on 24?
Yeah.
And his message is contagious. The Empty Man, the Empty Man, the Empty Man.
That's creepy.
The Empty Man,
I like this actor a lot.
Yeah, me too. He doesn't get enough.
No, he doesn't. But again, like,
very little detail, but that's good to me.
But
that gives me enough,
for me, when I see that
much.
Trailer, mm-hmm. all I kept on thinking of was the Bye Bye Man and, you know,
but yeah, okay. But
Truth
if,
or Dare.
If you didn't have the Bye Bye Man, you wouldn't have known any, so you doing it based on the Bye Bye Man.
Saying generic
I
was.
I never saw the Bye Bye Man. I heard it was garbage. Was it garbage?
It was garbage.
You saw it?
The only, and I don't want to say good part of that movie, the only fucking interesting part of that movie was the opening.
The Bye Bye Man opening?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Lee Winnell is the guy in the opening. And if I'm saying that the only good part of that movie is with Lee Winnell acting, we love you, Lee Winnell. We just, you know, your acting's not great.
What are you trying to say?
His acting sucks.
We
just recently rewatched the first Saw movie, and Doug Jones is the Bye Bye Man. And again, you have Doug Jones in a fucking part in a movie, and he just stands around. Whatever.
FYI, I don't think you need Saw in 4K.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, mind you, we watched it on the big screen outside.
Yeah.
FYI, get yourself a nice projector.
You know who's not that great of an actor? Cary Elwes.
Oh my God. I think, you know...
What are you doing? Are you bad at?
That's not
He's
true
also laughing.
I thought, yeah. He definitely was like, just give me the fucking paycheck.
Oh, for sure. Okay. I don't think he's a bad actor. I think he's just...
I mean, the only thing
Bride.
I really enjoyed him in was Princess Bride.
Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
All right, Robin Hood, Men in Tights. I don't remember him too well in Dracula, in Francis Ford Coppola's Dracula.
Mm. He's one of the side characters.
Yeah, he was marrying one of the chicks who was Dracula.
I like him in Psych.
I don't remember him. I never saw Psych that much.
Yeah, no,
he was
Stranger Things 3.
He was a dick in Stranger. He did his job.
Yeah, yeah. But I believed him as a scumbag mayor who was banging his secretary.
That's probably his real life.
Oh, Kiss the Girls.
Oh, that's
yeah.
right. Yeah, yeah.
That's Kiss right. He was he was great in that.
But was he?
Yeah.
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 But was he?
Yeah. Because the I don't want to spoil Kiss the Girls for you guys because it's great, but like just watch Kiss the Girls.
I remember really, really enjoying it.
Yeah.
But I don't remember I remember him, right? Yeah. But was he good?
I remember him being good.
When was the last time you saw her?
Like last year.
I don't believe you.
Well, it wasn't this year, but it was definitely last year. I think I made him watch it for the first time last year. Didn't I? Wasn't it last year? It was a while ago?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
What? What'd you just see?
He played the professor in the newest remake of Black Christmas.
Just sign that fucking movie check.
Woke Christmas.
I think with Saw, he might have just was like... just
again, social commentary is fine, but now when it's in shit movies, like the newest Black Christmas.
Yeah, rewatching that movie, like, what do we see, like a couple weeks ago?
He wasn't good in that. He wasn't good in Liar Liar.
Cary Elwes was in Liar Liar?
Yeah.
Oh, he was the boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was we'll wrap it up in we'll wrap up the glove and put baby oil on it.
He's too goofy.
Yeah.
Like he can't.
There's nobody exists like that.
No, yeah.
Yeah. There's like wonderful like
there's men. Wonderful men who wanna be like step parents and that's cool.
They're not but like
he's
that.
Just like describe it. I got the claw and I'm like okay, thanks. Yeah.
Was it the claw from that movie?
Yeah. It's the claw.
Oh.
And then the kid's like, you're not doing it right.
Yeah. Oh, because
the kid's like, fuck you, Cary.
Yeah, yeah. Because he tries to do it like his dad does it, right? Yeah. It just fails. He uses the whole hand. Yeah. Yeah. The little finger.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of your finger, Cary Elwes. So I don't know why we went into Cary Elwes bashing.
I don't know. We've been doing a lot of shit talking on this show lately.
I think we're fed up with a lot of celebrities.
We are fed up with a lot of celebrities. Just shut your fucking mouths.
Yeah. Shut your fucking mouth and act. Oh wait, you can't act.
Oh wait, my bad. You used to be able to act. Yeah.
But rewatching
Saw really made me see how bad he was.
Yeah,
and
so
I get
was,
it.
So was Lee Winnell.
Lee Winnell was terrible.
He was terrible.
Again, you're a mastermind for fucking movies and directing, and God bless you, but stick to that, sir. Yeah.
Well, who knows? Maybe he acts better now.
Sure.
That movie was terrible. It had a good premise. Even like Danny Glover wasn't doing well in that movie. He kind of annoyed me a little bit, you know?
I don't think anybody was really fantastic in that movie, with the exception of
Jigsaw.
The exception of him, yeah. Tobin Bell,
yeah. Yeah. He was legit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Michael Emerson was good.
Yeah, Michael Emerson was good, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he was, yeah. But, yeah, like, that movie, like, they're like, low budget, we got some cash, it's a good idea,
yeah.
And it did well. Fans like really enjoyed it.
But that shows
the twist at the end that he was in the room
the whole time. Yeah.
Like,
oh, that actually was like one of the last real times I had a whole like holy fuck, I wasn't expecting that kind of reaction. That was 2004.
Yeah. Have there been any other moments where you're like, oh wow, you know?
One of the Christmas movies we watched, one of the horror Christmas movies we watched, had a decent twist.
The foreign one.
No, but I like that one too.
Oh,
the one with William Shatner.
Oh yeah,
the Santa.
Yeah, yeah, with the Santa where he was.
Yeah,
he was. The
I
killer
thought that was good.
And every, like, yeah.
I thought that was very good.
I can't
good.
Remember the name of it, but it was a good shocking twist.
Yeah. Yeah,
but since I don't know about the ending of A Christmas Horror Story, like the one you were saying with Will Shatner. That was the name of it, A Christmas Horror Story. But I don't know if I was that shocked by it.
I was,
but it was a good. It was
I
a
wouldn't
surprising
say shocked,
ending.
But I would say like surprised. You know,
mm-hmm. But All right. Yeah. So on to the next one.
On to the next one. So the next one that we're going to be watching is The Night House.
The Night House.
Now this one looks like it's going to be good.
Which one are you going to go with?
Which one's shorter?
This one's a few seconds shorter.
Okay.
That is the same exact poster for Let the Right One In.
Yeah.
It's identical.
Mm-hmm.
That annoys me. Talk about recycling.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that too later.
Yeah. all leading somewhere.
It's all leading to something.
But yeah, we're about to click on the Nighthouse official trailer. Yeah, and
one of the stills.
The stills is the exact poster from, it's either Let the Right One In or Let Me In. I'm not sure which one had it, but it's the hand behind the glass of the female, which is the exact one for, it's either the foreign, the Swedish Let the Right One In or the American remake Let Me In. I think it's Let the Right One In though.
Yeah.
But alrighty, here we go. No commercials, no whammies. Alright, wait, we gotta start it over. Hold on.
You guys believe in ghosts? I think there's something in my house.
She's cute. Little town. Favorite.
I think it's like isolated home.
Isolated home in a small town.
I love my house. Took a boat out on the lake. He took a handgun that I didn't even know that we owned, and
boom.
How do you not know?
He did.
He brought the note to you, with you to dinner.
To creep everybody out.
You were right. There is nothing. Nothing is after you. You're safe now. You said you were safe?
Did she
think? From what?
The bye-bye man. Oh, no. That looks creepy.
Yes, it does.
And then over here we have, the husband. You know that we're paying people to do that, right? You don't have to do it all yourself.
Sweetie, you should be happy. Your man can build houses. She took the gun back?
No, that wasn't a gun.
That was a gun.
Everybody has secrets. It's our house. But backwards. What the hell was he doing?
What the f-
You were right.
There's nothing.
There is nothing. You're safe now.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Safe from what?
This looks really good. I love isolation horror.
Yeah, isolation horror, paranoia.
Is so good. Mm-hmm. And this whole like revert. Like there's a little clip that they show. We also recommend that you watch all these trailers yourself. Yeah. But there's this little part of it that shows her seeing that her husband made a reverse floor plan. So it's like she finds her house, but backwards or underneath.
Does she
it's
walk
so
in
weird.
And then see herself looking. At like,
yeah, it's fucking weird. I really want to see it.
Is that a time travel house?
I don't know if it's a time travel. If it's
reverse,
like a
whole dimension, yeah, alternate universe.
Is it the underground? What's the thing like in Stranger Things? The upside down.
The upside down.
Yeah.
In a way, like is there an evil version? Because
it looked like the numbers weren't just backwards, but upside down
upside
as well.
Down. And then there's the something following her. Is it themselves?
That scene
over?
With her leaning past the pillar in her kitchen, and then mm-hmm. the pillar making a face, and then the face turning. Oof, mm-hmm. That gives me shivers up my spine, and
And here I am, like, you should be happy your husband knows how to build a house.
Yeah, meanwhile, you're like, oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. It's a fucking devil house or something.
Yeah, it seems really interesting.
Well, I hope it's not like a devil house. I hope it's something different, a different type of, you know, like dimensional or evil.
Yeah, who
or,
the fuck? Yeah, I don't even know what to speculate it as because mm-hmm. it seems really interesting. Again, I love the idea of isolation horror where it's the focus is on maybe a handful of people.
Director David Bruckner.
David Bruckner. That sounds familiar.
Sounds very familiar. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see.
Oh, he did VHS. Oh, The Ritual. I loved The Ritual. This
The Ritual was very good.
Yeah, it was direct to Netflix. I think it got a UK release, like an overseas release, but here...
Southbound. I just saw this come up on something.
Did you?
Yeah, maybe I was looking through Shudder last night. Maybe it was on there.
Okay.
But The Ritual was very good. Oh, so I'm fucking super excited because I haven't looked up the directors for anything.
I've seen all these. I mean, I haven't seen South, but so far the ones that just came here, the known for
VHS and The Ritual, I've seen.
Yeah,
and I liked both of them.
Hellraiser pre-production.
Oh shit! Oh.
Creepshow TV series. I haven't watched that.
The Companion and
The Signal. Did I see The Signal? Is that the one with Ryan Gosling?
It looks like something else.
I think it's something else. Yeah. Oh, I'm super hyped for this because the stuff that he's done have all been good that I've seen.
Yeah.
I think I've heard about this, The Signal. This is the one that like a transmission goes out and it makes everybody fucking crazy.
So it's like The Cell, but better.
Sure.
Yeah. If you guys haven't seen The Cell, don't.
Wait, which one was The Cell again?
It was that really stupid one with John Cusack and I want to say Sam Jackson. They like reunited after doing 1408.
Oh.
Oh, it was 1408
was great.
1408 was great. Watch that, but don't watch The Cell.
John Cusack? Has John Cusack done anything? No. He was good in that movie with Nicolas Cage where he plays a rapist, pedophile, or whatever.
He's a serial killer.
Oh, serial killer.
It's based on a real life serial killer.
A real life serial killer, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he did that well.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
He was a good scumbag.
Yeah.
I don't think we're even trying to hide our disdain. But yeah, no,
can't watch Say Anything anymore. I don't know what it is.
Say anything unless it's a positive statement about America.
Are they still trying to steal the post office mailboxes?
Oh, is that what he's saying? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so is Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, God.
She says she witnessed it firsthand.
Speaking of Jamie Lee Curtis.
And then we go right into,
the next one. We're going to be reviewing Halloween Kills. Now, this isn't technically a first reaction trailer because I've seen this one.
I saw it yesterday.
I will say we'll focus on the positives first and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
But let's start it.
Alrighty, here we go. Should we do it full screen?
Do it.
Okay. Maximus.
Maximus.
You knew Marcus Aurelius?
I did not say I know him.
I did not say I knew him. I said he touched me on the shoulder once.
Another of Maximus for his mercy.
Are you not entertained? Here we go. Looks hot.
Yeah. I like the crackle. Ouch.
Let it burn. I mean, what do you expect? They're firefighters.
I thought that was a good transition.
Mm-hmm.
Shot. Bad bit of CGI,
yeah,
though.
CGI looks like shit. Huh. That rubber mask is pretty durable, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, thanks for showing all the kills.
We're not even there yet.
My grandmother was right. The boogeyman was real.
It's over.
We can't hurt anyone ever again.
It's okay.
No, there's two movies left.
Tell me what.
Can we pause it for a second?
Sure.
Okay.
So we're not doing the
whole show. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Because there's too much to say that I'm not going to be able to
hold back on.
Mm-hmm. we're gonna start and go from there. So, and I know we said we're going to start with the positives. We're not. Why?
Somebody's angry.
Oh, I was angry when I first watched the trailer.
She called me. She's like, did you see the trailer? I go, what trailer? She goes, the Halloween Kills trailer. I go, no. She goes, watch it right now and call me back. And I go, I'm at work. She goes, find a way to do it. I was like, I have to move my car in like half an hour. I'll do it then. She goes, call me from the car. I was like, okay. But go ahead.
Yes.
Criticize.
So I'm assuming the hospital scene takes place right after the let it burn scene where you see her screaming. Why are you so calm now?
Maybe they gave it drugs.
Okay, maybe.
See?
Why does Judy Greer look so happy after her husband just got
Stop
killed?
Stealing my lines. That's what I was going to say. Because he was, Carrie Elwes in Liar Liar. The claw.
I actually liked the dad.
He was really good. Yeah. She seems way too calm and everything.
Yeah.
Did they even show her yet, though? Like,
they just showed her.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Go ahead. Press play. Michael
Myers is alive. Wasn't he skeptical in the last one?
Oh, that was a cool kill.
Can you really stab someone with that, like that? I don't think so. I think it would break.
You had a knife in your stomach.
You and Allison should not have to keep running. Evil dies tonight.
Okay, okay. Oh,
the music.
Fucking music so good. If you track Michael's victims, this part pisses me off. We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
Okay, hold on, because you were like talking there.
Running. Evil dies tonight.
I'm not just gonna sit and watch another innocent person die.
If you track Michael's victims, that's a straight line to Michael's childhood home.
What do?
We fight.
Yeah. Tommy Doyle.
Michael Myers is flesh and blood. But a man couldn't have survived that fire. The more he kills, the more he transcends.
Yeah, okay. I'm not too crazy about
He's
that line.
The essence of evil.
Why is he delaying?
Showing too much.
Yeah.
I'm coming for you. Showing way too much.
This fucking music, wow.
Why is
showing too much?
I mean, showing too much. I gotta say, Michael C. Hall looks fucking badass.
He does.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Anthony Michael Hall. Shit, I'm getting confused with Dexter here.
Their names are too similar.
They're too similar. And he's I'm listening to Stephen King's Pet Sematary. Michael C. Hall is the narrator.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's actually really cool. I was shocked. Anthony Michael Hall looks badass.
Yeah.
With,
all right. Let's start with some positive. The fucking music for this. The
John
theme
Carpenter's,
song is violent. I gotta say, like, I know we've been talking about how he's been focused only on his music for like the last 20 years.
Yes, he's transcended.
Yes. Yes.
Forget Michael Myers.
Yeah, no. John Carpenter is transcended, especially with his music. This theme is like probably the best I've ever heard.
He's been releasing music. I bought his most recent album. Fantastic. Like, just like,
it gave me fucking chills.
It still gives me chills while we were listening to it.
Yeah.
Like, I need the soundtrack available right now.
Oh,
like,
my God.
The fact... And you know it's available because this movie should have came out last year.
Yes. You know,
so
it's
done. It's available.
Give it to us.
Yes. And, like, when's it going to be available to purchase? Like, do I have to really wait till the movie comes out? Like, what's the big deal?
It's
just the soundtrack.
That soundtrack is fucking...
Yeah. And I want the vinyl.
The,
I want...
The
I
violins
want
is not something I expected that I needed.
Oh,
and it's so good.
Yeah. And it's just like... But man, how much do you got to milk a franchise? Yeah. How many fucking like Halloween music albums do I need? But this one, I feel like I would just buy it for this. And part of me is like, how many times can you revamp a song? And like, I'm guessing they'll be the same type of music from the other movies, just revamped.
Yeah.
But like, look what he just did to the original song. I think it's better.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
Yeah. It's better. Well, you said it. He transcends.
Yeah.
Like
not only that, I want to kill people to this or work out.
I'm going to drive around the neighborhood at night.
Yeah. Well, just so you know, whoever's been like stealing packages and breaking into cars, I'm walking around with a bat and the song playing.
You're going to be Tommy Doyle?
I'm going to be fucking Tommy Doyle. All right.
Yeah. So another positive.
I don't need a butcher knife.
Anthony Michael Hall looks fucking killer.
Yeah.
He looks awesome.
He looks badass. I know you a little, I get where you're coming from that you are. I know it's going to be a negative and a positive, but you were annoyed about the Halloween 3 masks. But,
okay. So right, here's
Wait. Let me say mine.
Okay.
Mine.
Go ahead.
I was like, oh, I was like, really? I was happy to see them, like, that they pay homage to the third movie. But I also get the, really, so many people have shitted on that movie that we've always enjoyed.
We've always loved it. You can go back and listen to previous episodes. Yeah. You fucking talk about that at Tom Atkins.
And I have...
Who we met.
Who we met, yes. And I tried to bribe him, but it didn't work.
We'll get into that story later. Let's just talk.
But his eyes opened. He was like,
huh?
Come back later.
His handler was like, no. And he's like, oh, you are so fired after this.
if she wasn't there, he would have taken it.
He would have taken it. 100%. 110%.
Yeah, I mean, I have also like 7 different copies of the movie. I don't know how many versions.
I can get that they're like now because Halloween 3 has become so much more appreciated.
It's transcended.
Now we're gonna just keep using that words for other things than Michael Myers.
Now we're gonna use it. I've saved it until this movie. Now I'm gonna use it constantly. I've transcended.
Yes.
So like part of me, I was like, oh cool, it's there. And then like you, I'm like, but you've all shitted on this movie so
forever.
Because they're like, did you know Michael Myers in it?
But it's stupid. The masks kill people. And it's like, bro.
8 more days till Halloween.
Halloween.
How many actual official days is it till
Silver
Halloween?
Silver Shamrock.
I want to know. It's like 100 and something.
126 days till Halloween.
Oh, Snowblind by Todd Cameron. $15.70 on Amazon. Buy it, people. It's supposedly a prequel to MacReady's story in The Thing.
Okie dokie.
It's like a fiction, but it's a book.
Did I guess it exactly right?
What did you say?
I said 126 days till Halloween.
Get the fuck out of here.
Did I actually just guess it exactly right?
You pre-planned this.
No, I didn't. Holy shit.
Wow.
We're playing the lotto tonight, bitch. Don't think we're not. Holy fuck.
You just became like Ryan Gosling's character in The Nice Guys. When he thinks he can't die and all of a sudden he just starts doing all crazy shit.
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
That was a great movie. Holy shit, dude. What the fuck are the chances?
Hold on. 126
I'm bad at math.
More days till Halloween.
126
more days till Halloween.
Silver Shamrock. wow.
Yeah. So like, but that was like cool to see, and then at the same time, like, no, you're wrong.
No, he's shocked about the 126 days. What the fuck?
That was fucking crazy.
That's crazy.
So I liked it and I was like a little annoyed. But I mean, and it's also the like, ooh, how do we get them in? You know, how do we make them like love our movie? You know, like,
because they know that there's a whole fucking like generation of Halloween fans who got shitted on for liking Halloween 3 and now they're paying homage to it in the movie. Yeah. And it's like, oh, you like Halloween 3? And now it's like, look, bitch, Halloween 3 masks.
Yeah. So
all three masks. I was mad when I first saw it, but you know what, I gotta admit, I watched the trailer the first time and it really annoyed me, and then I watched it the second time and it annoyed me a little less, but I was still pretty annoyed.
But you're still pretty annoyed.
But by the third time watching it, it just seems like they're trying to, it very much gives me Halloween 4 vibes.
Well, yeah, the town, the lynch mob, so to speak. I mean, again, well, my biggest problem with this trailer was, did they give away everything?
They gave away kill with the fucking
the light bulb over there.
The fluorescent light. Awesome.
Yeah, that
would have been
a
cool fucking kill to see.
That would have been a cool kill. Did we have to see him killing all the firefighters? I mean, I didn't need to see the murder of all the firefighters.
Yeah,
they could have showed it after, like, you know, the cops finding the firefighters dead, but they literally show him killing them all, it looked like, you know. Did we need to see him like with the buzzsaw, you know, like
that would have been cool. Yeah,
in the movie in itself. So
I liked the little transition of the firefighter falling down,
and then the hand coming up.
I thought that was a cool little transition.
You could have showed him outside the house
him outside of the house before you showed the shitty CGI.
Mm-hmm. And then the detective finding the firefighters dead.
Right. Why did you have to show it?
Yeah. There's, you know, the whole aspect of giving away too much is too much. You know, like it's
too
just,
much.
Yeah, I wish I just like stopped there. Because,
yeah.
I would have, but it would have been
revealed
everywhere.
But look, am I still going to see it? Of course, yes. I'm going to see it. I just.
And then there's this, you know, like you're kind of just still copying original stuff. She's in the hospital, Halloween 2, there's a hospital, you know.
It starts the same night.
It starts the same night. Yeah. You just. You know, like
the mob mentality, mob rule, people going after
Lynch,
Michael.
You've created a lynch
That's
mob.
Halloween 4.
She's created a lynch
you've
mob.
You've created a lynch mob.
Is the detective, the cowboy detective, gonna be pissed that she created a lynch mob? Because she's like, what are we gonna do? Like, we're gonna go after him. You know, like the town takes over. The police gonna be like
this. Yeah.
I have a quite like. So what? The entire town goes after Michael Myers, and there's still gonna be another movie. Like, I mean, I'm curious where they're gonna go with this. What do you do when a whole town goes after one man? And then I have some other problems with this movie.
Jamie Lee Curtis doesn't seem great.
I was annoyed
this
with
this.
This
is the night that evil dies. Yeah, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just the line delivery. Maybe she's great in every other scene.
I have some problems. Like, them screaming, like, no.
Oh, no, I liked that.
No, I didn't. I mean, like, you
that
started,
part I liked.
No, I didn't. Like, them screaming at the fire truck, don't. Like, first of all, no one's going to hear you. Two, you started a fire. Like, the trucks are going to go put it out. Like, I didn't like the line delivery. Yeah. Maybe it was just the delivery. I didn't like. I just didn't.
My
I get
issue
what you're trying
is,
to do. Like, don't, there's a killer there.
Yeah.
You know, but it just didn't work for
me. My problem, and even if it is with drugs, she's been self-medicating for the last 40 years from this fucking trauma.
Yeah.
You're telling me that she's going to just suddenly be calm, like not knowing for sure, because she sees the firefighters going, she's flipping out, let it burn, let it burn.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Not only that, I mean, she fail-safed the basement, right? So he couldn't get out.
Yeah.
But then the ceiling easily collapsed. I mean, I know it's a fire, but...
Yeah.
Like, couldn't he, with his strength, just punch his way out? I don't know. It just seemed a little weird, right? But, yeah, like, I had a problem with, like, Judy Greer being, like, okay. Like, she seemed
kind of
calmer and smiley. Yeah. I don't like the granddaughter and the... what's her name? I can't remember her last name.
I think Maxiak. My issue with her in the first movie is that I don't think they gave her much to work with.
Well,
they're setting her up as
her,
like,
unless you're,
yeah.
I mean, did they
this,
know
they're maybe
the
setting her
one,
up more
in the first one? Did they definitely know they were going to make two more? Or did that come out when the movie did like when they were already projecting like, holy shit, we're going to make,
I think they already knew. I think after the trailer dropped, they had made the announcement that they were going to do the
because
two
the,
more.
People were like crazy for it.
Yeah.
Right. Like I don't know. I just thought she was like one of the weaker links in the.
I think Laurie Strode's dead in this one. By the way,
you think she's gonna die?
I think she's gonna die.
Oh,
yeah,
she's had like a resurgence with this movie.
No, I don't think she's gonna make it past this one. I think the reason, like, they showed the daughter. I mean, the granddaughter. I think they're gonna try to refocus it for her.
Well, for me,
but I don't think Laurie Strode's gonna make it.
I don't think she had much of a issue. I think Judy Greer needed more screen time. Like, I think she should have been developed more, because there's like the backstory of, you know, Laurie Strode like poisoned her mind and everything, and but meanwhile the whole time, you know, she was like in denial, no it's not real, but really the whole time she was ready, which I found interesting. I thought that was good.
Yeah, I love that
I
scene
like
at the
scene.
End
yeah.
My issue with Halloween 2018, when I first saw it, I didn't really like it. And I still don't. I had a lot of problems with that movie. My main problem with that movie was they developed the wrong characters, and and that includes Laurie Strode.
Yeah.
So if you have the opportunity to change the direction of a character, right? You're making an entire franchise based off of something that happened 40 years ago, right? Because it was 2018 from 1978. I feel like there was a lot of like stupid little red herrings. I think we were talking about this a little bit in the car.
With the, she should have been like, well, they, like, I think originally it was supposed to be that she's the one that accidentally breaks him out because she tries to kill him.
I don't think it was
him.
Accidentally. I think what I had heard.
Or she wanted to break him
she
out.
She broke him out. Like, yeah. She's the one that caused the bus crash that got him out so that way she could kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And the ending of the movie kind of implies that with how she stalks him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they had to throw in that stupid subplot with the doctor that went nowhere because he ends up dying 5 minutes later.
Yeah, it was terrible.
And then you kill the cop who's in the Devil Below.
Yes, yes.
That's also what
yeah,
we know.
There was so many like different things that with it that didn't work. Some people had theories like the doctor should have became the new, like the doctor was so obsessed with him that he puts on the mask and becomes the kill, which I would have been fine with.
It would
have
been something different.
I'm actually more into that than a 70-year-old man going around killing people, whatever he is.
Yeah.
You know, like it just doesn't work for me in the sense. Don't get me wrong. Like I still like this like shape going around murdering people. But part of when you really think about it, like, it's just some old dude fucking walking around.
Yeah,
you
know, like I know he's big, but yeah, dude's in his 60s.
Yeah, which is a little harder to believe. And then I still think back to the, you know, people, so, and this is the conversation we were having also, which I think we should just save it for a whole podcast.
Yeah.
But we'll touch on it and then we should just move on. And then like, because I think it should be a whole podcast about it, that people are thinking this movie in a way that, oh, Michael Myers is this phenom, because they're thinking about him over the course of all the movies when it's really not the case. This is just Michael Myers after part one.
Right.
You know, he's just some kid killer, like, you know, like a teenage, what was he, like 21?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
21, 22.
Yeah. And killed three people and that was it.
Yeah. The body count didn't rise until... Yeah.
Until 2018.
Technically, if you're going based on
that
continuity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until 2018. He did way more killing.
Four people if you account his sister when he was a kid.
Right. But I'm saying like in the technically like he only killed three people once he escaped from the the thing.
The
like
mental institution. Friends. Yeah.
And the
boyfriend.
When he stole the car, I think he killed the person there, right? Like
The
body was on the side, I think.
Yeah.
And I think
not like saying like only four people, like still
but I meant in the terms of like with the like how some people think like he's such a phenomenon, you know, like a force. He survived the six gunshots and then got arrested, you know.
Yeah,
but people are still think like you have to erase everything else that's happened in all the other movies. He's just like, now they're making him a phenomenon and a force.
Technically, they changed the end of the first movie.
Yeah he got shot, he got arrested like a few blocks down or something.
Yeah,
I think it was like or like Loomis tracked him down a couple blocks later with the police and they arrested him, if I remember correctly.
It's been a while since I've seen the 2018 one.
Yeah, since I think I saw it in the theater and then I bought it when it came out. I watched it one more time, I think. And then I liked it when it first came out, but I had some problems. And then I watched it again and then I just started going, you know?
Yeah, I really didn't like it at first either.
I hated the doctor aspect of it. So, like, I would have liked it more... If it was Laurie, yeah. Like I was
we
really
talked about that too.
It was Laurie.
It was, so trauma does things to people, mm-hmm. including like self sabotage.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. I think one of the problems with the movie, you know, is that you could have had her character release him and still be sympathetic, because people who go through trauma deal with it different ways.
She was an alcoholic. Addict, practically. She was
paranoid beyond belief. Mm-hmm. She thought that releasing him would have been better because then she had the opportunity to kill him. Meanwhile, the wake of people he left in his path, you know, self-sabotage and sabotaging, you know, is definitely a part of trauma.
Yeah.
I mean, dealing with it.
You could still have involved the doctor, like purposely setting up the moving of him, kind of like foreseeing... You know,
you could have set him up as the new Loomis, I guess.
No, I wouldn't have even wanted that because Donald Pleasance is Donald Pleasance.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. But, you know, you could have made it that he is the bad guy also. And like knowing her behavior, like foresaw that she would try something, you know.
Yeah.
But whatever. Let's talk about this. Like,
I think we should do a whole episode.
We'll do it like maybe closer to the release of the film.
Yeah, that works for me.
I would totally watch it.
I would watch the original and then...
We could do a whole, I think we should do the original. In reality, I don't need to see the original. I've seen that movie.
Yeah, I'd like to see it again just because.
Yeah, we could do it.
I like it.
I got it on 4K. Watch it on the big lights and everything.
Perfect.
Did you see, so now that we're done with the trailers and shitting and somewhat liking on this, I just have problems with it. This is too much. And without even going on the, so is there anything else you liked about this trailer before we, or didn't like?
I kind of like that they're bringing back the girl from the original, too. I like that they're reintroducing Tommy Doyle, and the last thing that you know about Tommy Doyle is Paul Rudd's shitty take on it.
Oh, yeah. He was terrible in it.
So fucking bad.
He was such a fucking weirdo in it, too. He was. Even though he still looks identical to that, almost.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, like, I'm there. I don't want to shit on it completely. Mm-hmm. I just... It's... I feel like people were clamoring, especially after the Rob Zombie ones. I'm sorry, but I fucking hate those movies.
I've still never seen the second one.
I fucking hate them. They're so stupid. They're so stupid.
I kind of already gave up on it when like the first 20 something minutes was all a dream.
I hate her nightmaring
about everything, but I don't know.
It's not good.
When he's seeing unicorns and shit and his mom in a dress.
Oh, please. Let's. Yes.
All right.
I really enjoyed, I enjoyed the originals, including three, including four. People shit on five. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was that bad. It wasn't great.
Mm-hmm. It had its moments.
Mm-hmm. And then like six, and then H2O was, H2O in my opinion, very good.
I hated the mask in H2O.
I hated the mask in H2O too.
How thin he was too. I think he looked
Too thin.
Yeah.
And then everything else has been kind of.
I never seen a Busta Rhymes one over there. Which
I think I did.
No, I only watched the first. I specifically only watched the first 10 minutes, the end of Jamie Lee Curtis.
After she died, I was like, where the fuck could they possibly go?
How much did they have to pay her to show up to just do that? But she got millions just to
show
up. Good
for her.
Yeah.
No, well, like the actress in five, the one who was in four.
Which one was in four?
So,
oh, the sister.
The sister, the blonde.
That they killed off at the beginning of five.
Yeah. So she was like, oh, okay. She goes, well, you're going to pay me way more money if you want me to come back just to be killed.
Yeah.
And they did. And
so she held them up.
She was like, good for her. Fucking seriously. Yeah,
but let's be honest. Like the franchise has been like destroyed. Like they just didn't know.
I think they could have stopped after four.
They could have stopped after two, which is what they originally were going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're going to go and keep going. And I like the idea of evil moving on to the next generation, which is how four ended. And then they retconned it in five.
Yeah, they retconned in five.
Five and six sucked.
Well, I would have been okay.
H2O was good.
I would have been okay with having a woman serial killer. Old, like, they throw in a mental institution. Same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, and just change, try something else with it. But they had no balls. And let's be honest, the Michael Myers sells. So look at this now.
Look at Halloween 3. God forbid you.
Well, but do you see a difference here? Do you see how it goes to show you something? Michael Myers, the reboot. Sequel reboot, right? Type thing, whatever the fuck.
Soft reboot
did so well, but the Friday the 13th reboot didn't. Like, it didn't do well.
Although some people like, I think Dead Meat over there, the guy from Dead Meat, likes the Friday the 13th reboot.
I liked it,
yeah,
but it didn't do well.
It didn't do well.
Halloween did. It didn't like relaunch the franchise. Like, and now I think Friday the 13th is like locked up in legal like battle forever. Yeah. It's been like forever. They can't. They can't do anything with it. So it just doesn't work. It didn't work for that franchise, and they just didn't know what they were doing. They just wanted to completely reboot it. Which, I mean, look how many movies they made. They went into fucking space. You know, they fought Freddy. And then Nightmare on Elm Street tried their complete reboot, and it was garbage.
Except for Jackie Earle Haley, I liked him.
Yeah, I like Jackie Earle Haley, but they went CGI. They just didn't know what they were doing. I liked the Mr. Sandman song.
I liked
in it.
The
it had potential.
No. I was gonna say I think of the reboots of the classic horror, the '80s horrors. My favorite was Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, that was really good.
Jessica Biel. I thought that was actually very well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But it just goes to me, like, how many more kills are they going to be, especially if the whole town's going after him? I feel like this is going to be like a murder fest in the movie.
I'm excited.
It's called Halloween Kills.
It's weird because I'm like angry about a lot of it, but I'm excited about a lot of it. So I don't know. I have conflicted emotions for sure.
So
again, Anthony Michael Hall.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm always a big fan of him, though.
Yeah, me too.
I kind of hope this like reignites his career.
I hope they make him like a significant character. But in reality, I would prefer if like him and Laurie become like the main characters.
It's not gonna be.
I know. Because as much as like I like Judy Greer, you know, either develop her more, which I hope they do.
They're not gonna.
You think they're gonna wipe her out too?
Yep.
You think it'll be the granddaughter?
Yep.
Why? I didn't like her in the movie.
I don't think she had a lot to work with.
I understand, but like, I don't know.
I think that's my prediction. I think Lori and the daughter are out. Even if they don't kill the daughter, they're going to kill Lori. I think they're going to kill Anthony Michael Hall. I think they're going to kill the girl that brought
Anthony
back.
Anthony Michael Hall should be the father figure now to Andy Maciak over there, Allison.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. They stop showing so much shit in your trailers.
Why did so many people stay in town? with this fucking killer. That was like another thing. Like, Jamie Lee Curtis stayed there. Her daughter stayed there. Her granddaughter stayed there. Like,
well,
I know PTSD.
I liked H2O because she left.
Yeah. I would get the fuck out of there. I'm sorry. A serial killer killed my friends and tried to kill me. Bye.
Yeah. I'm going to leave this town.
Yeah. And change my name.
Mm-hmm.
And
like she did.
Like she did. Yeah. Like H2O made more sense. I know what, like, and that's another thing. Like, and for people who loved the 2018 remake, like when you try to make sense of things, it falls apart.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. But, anyway, did you see any horror movies or anything like that in the last couple of weeks?
It wasn't horror. I saw two thrillers.
What thrillers did you see?
The Kid Detective.
Yes.
It was excellent.
Excellent. Yeah, we saw the same two movies.
What was the other one?
Clover Hitch. Clove Hitch. The Knot.
Yeah. both very good thrillers. We highly recommend both of them. One was 2020 or 2021.
I think they were both 2020. No,
Clovehitch was
2021?
Like...
2018.
2018 or 2019.
Something like that.
And then Kid Detective actually might have been this year, 2021?
No, it was best 2020 because we complained. We were upset that it didn't get any nominations.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, it was excellent.
Yeah, I like both of those movies.
Yeah.
Both, like, underappreciated.
Small town, like, weird town, stuff.
Very weird. What's going on in your neighborhood type movies. Yeah. I liked Clovehitch Killer. It was very disturbing, uncomfortable. Yeah, I recommend that. It's what happens when you live in a small town and people think they know their neighbors, but they really don't.
A lot of interesting, like, subversion of expectations.
Yeah, I would definitely say so. I liked the dad... He was the one from that horror show over there, right?
American Horror Story.
I can never remember it. I've never watched them.
We've talked about Copycat with Dermot Mulroney and then Dylan McDermott. That's it. I always fucking confuse those two.
Yeah, that movie, like, really creeped me out. And it's like, it's hard because you really don't know what's going on.
It's a great... They both have great third act twists.
They do. They really
stuff
do.
I wasn't expecting.
No.
And
of who the killer
speaking
was.
Speaking of, like, we're talking about earlier, movies where, like, you weren't expecting twists.
You forgot those two already?
I forgot those two already. Well, we weren't really focusing on those, but those both had really...
I just watched them a couple of weeks ago.
It was it was, like, over a month ago, actually, I want to say.
Yeah?
Yeah. Those are excellent, though.
I watched, on a plane ride, I watched Night Hunter. With Henry Cavill.
Oh, he looks beautiful.
Yeah, he looks like a mess in the movie. His hair is all fucked up, but
no,
he's
but
still
I love
sexy.
It. Yeah, he's like wild curls and big bearded out. And
I think he showed his bare ass in it. I don't remember.
Oh, but to know.
It's rated R. It was a thriller also. It actually had a twist also that I didn't see coming, and I was shocked. I usually see these things coming. Hmm. With this dude in it.
From Freddy vs. Jason.
From Freddy vs. Jason, yeah.
it's really, we're really, oh God, Alexandra Daddario's in it. I'm sorry, I can't watch it.
You don't like her?
She's not a good actress.
She wasn't a good actress in it.
She's not a good actress at all.
She's not a good actress.
She's very beautiful. She's got beautiful eyes. Mm-hmm. She's got a beautiful body.
Yeah,
she's fucking atrocious actress.
When she's trying to break the killer, it's just not... I don't buy it, you know?
She's a terrible actress.
She doesn't have, she's one of the main cast. She doesn't have, like, the most screen time in it.
She was in White Collar. That's where I first saw her. And I was like, oh this actress isn't good.
she was the main.
Oh, she's both. That's hilarious. So she was in White Collar.
Mm-hmm.
She was also in one of the Texas Chainsaw sequels that
like
was
the
garbage.
Sequel prequel or something?
Yeah.
Or
it
whatever.
Was garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't make sense because the movie takes place 40 years after the original, but she plays the character who's a baby in the original. So, and at the time she was like 22. So I'm like, how the fuck are you? How? Like, you? How mm-hmm. do you fuck up that bad in your timeline?
Okay.
And then White Collar also had Matt Bomer. Who was in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake, The Beginning. So it was the prequel to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake.
Okay.
It's a lot of the same people.
Yeah. She's got a whole family of actors.
Yeah, a lot of Daddario's. Again, she was in Mission Impossible Fallout. Mm. Oh, you're on Henry Cavill's page.
Yeah, I'm Henry Cavill's page.
I'm like, wait, what?
What?
Yeah, she's not a good actress. Oh my god, she's so... I'm sorry. Like, I know we were talking about her, but she's such a bad actress.
What have you seen her in that really, like, bothered you?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That's it?
And White Collar.
So, because you were watching the show White Collar all the time?
I mean, when it was on. Mm-hmm. And then I've seen her in other stuff,
this is
though.
2018. Maybe she's evolved.
Okay. You just said she was bad in it, though.
She was bad.
So then what the fuck are you talking about?
There's a scene where she tries to break the killer in it because he's, like, mentally handicapped and stuff. He's been abused so long. And the idea is supposed to be that he's, like, retarded in it, you know, but that he's this killer. You're like, how can this be, you know? So they're like, it's an act, right? So she tries to break in. Oh. He's got dual personality.
That sounds sad. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, but and I give credit to the guy in it, the one from Freddy vs. Jason.
That guy's actually a good actor.
Yeah, he was.
I've seen him in a ton of stuff. He's pretty decent.
He was really, really good in it, yeah. Actually. And I saw when I was watching it on the plane, like before I went out, I needed a quick download to a movie, and I've had it forever. And I was like, I want to watch it because of Henry Cavill, but I feel a little, like, annoyed because he's really not the full focus of it. Like, I thought he was supposed to be the star of it, but he's not fully the star of it. Like, he doesn't get...
Ben Kingsley's in it, though. Is he more of the star of it?
He has somewhat of a, like, one of... Like, he's like a ex-judge who kind of becomes, like, sort of a vigilante.
Yeah.
He fucking, like, castrates men.
Oh, my gosh.
And he uses, like, a young woman to lure pedophiles. So she looks underage.
Weird.
Yeah, like, he had tried her for something, and then something happens, and then he uses her to lure men, but, like, you know, they have a relationship like that, you know? He's fatherly to her, and... But in the meantime, murders are happening, you know, like, it was actually, I found it interesting. A lot of people shit on it, but I thought it was really good. I would have liked some more Henry Cavill in it. And he uses his actual accent and everything, which I appreciated. Nice. Yeah. Sexy.
Yeah, it is.
And then the only other movie I watched, which I was really disappointed in, well, not really disappointed, but was Conjuring 3.
Mm.
It was, you know.
It's the first one without James Wan directing.
Yeah, and it was the same guy who did La Llorona over there, which...
Oh, fuck, is it really?
Yeah,
oh, boy.
Sucked.
Everybody says La Llorona es caca.
Yeah. Yeah, that was just like, yeah. Yeah, this wasn't like ghosts and shit. It was just a witch, you know, it was like witchcraft.
Yeah.
Which, I guess, you know, going a different direction, but it was like witchcraft and...
It was great.
Yeah, it's just what it was, you know, in the show. I think those movies can end. I'm sure they won't, though. Because
I'm sure they won't. They make too much fucking money.
Yeah, and it's another part of the horror Hollywood that attracts horror fans, like popcorn horror fans, you know? And to me, these movies are boring.
Yeah.
Like, not boring. Like, I watch them because, okay, it's horror, but, like, they're really not good.
Yeah, no, they're not.
I don't think it was good. I didn't like it. So... I mean, watch it, I guess, but bleh. I thought the Henry Cavill movie was better.
Just spend my time watching more trailers.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I find myself doing more, watching more YouTube now than, like, people talking about either upcoming movies or putting together montages of stuff.
I like the trailer, like, people reacting to trailers, even the ones where people were reacting to, you know, Halloween Kills and, you know... Something I wanted to touch on with the trailers, and then we can wrap it up. Yeah. Again, very much like Halloween Kills, where the soundtrack sounds so fucking cool. You kind of can't help but be like, oh, this seems cool. Mm-hmm. It could be the music. Recently, the trailer for He-Man, right?
Oh,
and the Masters of the Universe came out.
I Need a Hero.
And right. Yeah. Holding
that,
out for a hero.
Pat Benatar, right?
No.
No.
That's Bonnie Tyler.
Oh, Bonnie Tyler.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I'm going to hit you with the mic.
Sorry. Yeah. Edit that out, would you?
Don't.
Do it.
But no, that song is the best song ever made.
and Pat Benatar do the song in Invincible.
Yeah,
that's what it was. We were talking about Legend of Billie Jean.
We were. But no, if you've ever heard "Holding Out for a Hero," it's the best song ever written. Don't at me. Like, I'm not going to argue with it. It's the best song ever written. It's incredible. And that song has been used in so many good, like, I don't want to say good movies, but like, it was in the tractor chicken race in Footloose. Like, that's not a great scene, but the song is great. So it made the scene look cool. It's at the end of Short Circuit 2. Again, not a fantastic movie. Definitely a lot of camp. But a fun little movie, but the scene is made better by the song. So one day we're laying in bed. My husband shows me the He-Man trailer, and I'm like, I can't tell if this is good. And he's like, why? And I'm like, because they're fucking using Holding Out for a Hero. I can't tell. The song's too good. And that's part of the trailer thing, right? If the song is good enough, if the trailer has like cool enough music, kind of like going back to Suicide Squad, you could be maybe easily tricked, you know?
Put up the music on the thing. Hold on. Oh, shit. Come on.
Yeah. How do you not get pumped hearing this?
Seriously.
This looks like it could be a horror movie, this music video. I don't think I've ever seen the music video.
I've never seen it either.
I've never seen this music video. Oh my God. Well, it starts with like a bunch of women in white dresses surrounding a barn fire. Not a bonfire, a barn fire.
Yeah. This is Halloween.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah. And why is it fluorescent lights? Oh, now she's on a mountaintop. Now she's in a white dress. Holy shit. And they got fluorescent whips. I gotta say, you know they say don't meet your heroes? Well, this video is a little bit of a letdown.
It's a little weird.
It's very weird. Very cool though. The song, obviously.
Oh, well, there's no better time than telling our Tom Atkins story while this song plays in the background.
Oh, like how we waited like in the burning heat for like, what was that? Like
it was the first 90 degree day of the year, and it was in Pennsylvania.
In May, right?
In May.
We haven't had 90 degree weather in June yet.
Yeah.
Right, maybe we hit it once or twice, but we went to the horror convention.
Yeah.
Monster Mania.
Yeah, because last year they had to cancel, so they did it outdoors this year.
Yeah.
It was 90 degrees. We were already burnt in the first 5 minutes of standing there.
It was brutal. They were cool, though. They were giving out sunblock.
Yeah, yeah. They were very nice.
They were very nice.
It was a fun experience.
It was. It really was.
Elle came up with the idea of meeting Tom Atkins and Adrian Barbeau, because they were sitting right next to each other, but at the same time, to do a group shot. And you were trying to offer Tom Atkins how much money to get Adrian Barbeau to come over?
Oh, it was $40 to get a picture and get a signed autograph for each of them.
Yes.
And when they were sitting right next to each other, they weren't really sitting right next to each other. They had their own separate tables.
And their own separate line,
And their own separate line. And they were like probably like 30 feet apart, maybe.
Not that far. They were like 10 feet apart. Right,
maybe 10, 15 feet apart. So the lines got so long, and then after waiting for like what, like an hour and a half, 2 hours maybe?
No, it wasn't even that long. No, it was like an hour.
Maybe because of the heat, it just felt like forever.
It felt like...
I was like, okay, how do we get them together? How do we take this awesome group shot? You know, they're in the fog.
Together?
Technically they're both in Escape from New York. They're not in any scenes together, but...
Correct.
I was like, I'm going to bribe him. So I am like, all right, if I give him $200 and tell him, bruh, get her over here, get Adrian Barbeau over here, call her over, and you can split this money with her any way you want. And I'll still give her, like, you know, the money for the photo.
Yeah.
Right? Like, come on, she'll come over here, right?
Yeah.
So we get up to him, and I literally said to him, I go, I don't want an autograph. I don't need an autograph. I don't want any of that. I want a picture with you and Adrian Barbeau with us. Group shot. he has $200.
Yeah.
Call Rovi. And he just looks at me and goes, and then like his.
Well, no, first, you didn't tell him the money right away.
Oh, I didn't tell him the money.
He said, what is the possibility of doing it? And then he kind of like looked at his handler, and his handler was like, no, because they have a line. And you said,
oh, yeah.
What if I give you $200?
What if I give you $200?
Tom Atkins was like, okay.
Yeah.
And his handler was like, no, we can't do it.
And then he's like, well, and she goes, no, it wouldn't be fair. Then you'd have other people maybe wanting to do it.
Yeah, if they can give you $200, yeah, sure.
I was like, well, wouldn't you want $200? Like, who gives a shit? It's $200.
Seriously.
And he goes, you know what? Just come back a little later.
Yeah.
But we couldn't. That was the whole point. Like, we had to be out of there. We weren't going to stay there all day. We were there early. It's like, and I was like, no, Tom, I got to leave.
It was also like a 2.5-hour drive.
Yeah, it was a 2.5-hour drive. I was like, I got to leave. I can't stay here the whole day. Like, come on. I've been standing out here in the sun. I'm melting away.
Yeah.
You know, $200.
He wanted to. He looked at his handler was like, yeah, you are so fucking fired.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, why is this lady controlling you, bro? Yeah. Like, you're Tom Atkins. And like, I'm sure Adrian Barbeau would be okay. Did I throw some money? Like,
yeah,
it's $200.
She seems cool, man.
Yeah. So, and we also met Christy Swanson.
Yeah, she was a real treat.
She was so sweet.
She was lovely.
She was so sweet.
Yeah.
She was a sweetheart. And same thing. Like, we just went up to her. We took a picture with her. We gave her money. She was offering autograph. I didn't even want the autograph thing. I was like, no, I just want a picture. Here's the money.
Yeah.
Did you get some? Oh, no.
No, I didn't get anything.
Yeah, we just... You just took a shot with her.
Yeah.
She was super sweet.
I love my picture with Tom Atkins, though.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. Christy Swanson, we did a group shot because it was me, Elle, and his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And with Tom Atkins, I did one alone with them because I'm like, no, I need to be doing just me. And then we met Christy Swanson. And at that point, I think we had already been waiting online forever.
Yeah,
and
I was like,
walking around. Yeah. And we kind of waited for Christy Swanson's line to die down.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to meet Doug Bradley, but.
Yeah.
No.
He was
the only one, and like, look,
he wouldn't take off his mask.
And look, I get it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's still scared, but it was I'm not exaggerating. It was a 90-degree day. Mm-hmm. It's not exactly like he had a fan on him.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And he would not take off his mask, and I think his line suffered for it. Tom Atkins was like 90 years old,
yeah,
and that fucker was like,
him and Adrian Barbeau.
Well, they had people asking him, like, is it okay if I take off my mask?
And he said, yes.
He's like, yeah, take it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like,
if you want a picture for $40 or $50, I'm sorry, but I want to see your face in the picture.
Not only that, I want to be, well, that was, what did we say? Right. I said, I'm not paying anyone money to be in a picture with my mask on and not be able to like cherish it and look at it and post it. Like, I'm sorry, not happening.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and any of the celebrities that had their masks on didn't get a line, and Doug Bradley was the only one.
Was the only one, and he had like
he had no line.
That's Pinhead, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he was just like, and they're like, okay, sign my thing. Bye.
Yeah, like maybe a couple people got stuff signed from him, but he definitely suffered in terms of like the money he could have got for pictures.
Because at different points during the day, I mean, Tom Atkins' line was sufficiently long the entire time. So was Adrienne Barbeau's. Like, she started out a little bit later.
Like, if we had gone to her first, we would have gotten her signature. And then, but then, like, the minute we got on his line, hers started building. Tom Atkins' line, then hers.
Yeah.
Like, ended up
it damn near wrapped around.
Like they both became insane. Like, there was no way we would be able to get off his and then get back on hers and not wait another
Christy
hour.
Swanson had a little bit of a line, so we walked around. Mm-hmm. And then by the time we came like back around,
there was only a couple people. And
but it was a great experience.
Yeah. And then there was like, were there people from Stranger Things there too? I don't remember.
No, there were people from Friday the 13th.
From one of the movies. Yeah, but
from part two.
Yeah, part two and stuff. Which.
They had decent lines too. They also weren't wearing a mask.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed that too. Doug, again, it's fucking Pinhead.
Yeah.
And well, they were like,
it's his decision. You can do whatever you
no,
want.
No, of course. But like I think the fact that decision. He was unwilling to pull down the mask for a picture if someone's paying you for the picture.
Yeah.
Again, I agree. Like, 100% wear the mask if you want to wear the mask. But
I mean, and that's but to be fair, I mean, we're just assuming because we didn't actually go up to him and ask him, but he always had it on nonstop. Like, I didn't see anybody. And that's you don't really know, like, nobody even bothered going up to him because it got to the point where, like, they saw him with the mask. They saw people taking pictures with him with his mask on.
Yeah.
And then people just like, I'm not even going to go bother.
Right.
You know?
Like, if I'm seeing you take pictures with your mask on, I'm like, oh, that's Doug Bradley. Oh, is it? I could have taken a picture with any bald guy.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because I really, really, really wanted
to. Oh, I
to,
wanted to meet
yeah,
him so bad.
So bad.
But I'm like, look, bro. Like,
bro, cool. Hey, bro. Hey, Doug. Yeah. That was it.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. It's cool. I saw you in public. Yeah. You know? It's unfortunate. I would have taken a picture with him. I brought that water cash to, yeah. like, to spend, and I didn't. I spent nothing.
Yeah.
I spent it on Tom Atkins and Christy Swanson.
Yeah.
You know?
It was worth it.
It was. I would have really liked to meet Adrian Barbeau also. Yeah. But,
well, you know, the one that's happening in August, I mean, I know we have plans. We're not going to that mm-hmm. one, but that one seems fucking insane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The list on that one is crazy.
I'm just glad we got to meet Tom Atkins because we got canceled. It got canceled last year and we were so hyped for it. And we're like,
it was just before the pandemic hit and they had to cancel. They gave everybody their money back.
Yeah. But now we had this one this year. And
I'm happy. Yeah. No, I'm still happy we met him.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And he was cool.
And he was really cool. Yeah.
He was really cool. Mm hmm. And his hand is like, no, don't take the picture there. It's in the sun. And he's just like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, stop bossing me around.
It's like, I know I'm older, but fuck you.
It was nice. It was a good time. And then there was still some people psychotic dressed up in full latex body.
Oh my God. There
the
was
guy
this
in the
guy.
G-scene was dripping sweat.
Dripping through his mask. God. I felt so bad. We tried to give him money and he's like, okay.
Right. Like, bro, just take some cash.
Please.
He refused.
I think we got him
water.
We got him water.
Water. Yeah. And I was like, no, dude, take some money. Like, here, yeah, just like for your effort. For like your costume.
Because I took a great picture with him too. Yeah, it was one of my favorite.
Yeah. And I was just like, dude, just here. I just gave him money. I felt bad.
Yeah, there was a guy in a fucking full-on Michael Myers outfit, too.
Yeah, but the Jason guy was
the Jason
like,
guy was, oh my
he
God.
He was, like, in layers. He had the latex mask. And he was just dripping. Like dripping.
You could see the sweat dripping from his mask.
You thought he came out of the lake.
Yeah.
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 Maybe that was what he was trying to do.
Yeah, sure.
But, yeah, wonderful time.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's wrap it up.
All right. Thanks for joining us, guys, as always.
Bye.